John, tag, you're supposed to run after me after I touch you. You can't. That's not how tag works, the way you're playing.
It's a regional thing. I'm playing Midwestern rules.
Oh, I should have known that. Okay, yeah. My bad. Yeah. Sorry.
Hey, speaking of, Dave, you know, with Memorial Day coming up,
I'm guessing you're
probably getting ready for plenty of fun days in the sun.
Oh, my gosh.
Am I right?
First, I have to learn these rules for tag. But, yes, everyone knows this, John. Everyone knows that time in the sun is best enjoyed with a pair of shades that you don't have to baby.
Oh, yeah.
Knockaround is the original affordable sunglasses company, and they've got just what you need for Memorial Day weekend, MDW, for those of us who celebrate all year, and all the way through summertime.
They do. And with over 20 different frame styles, there's something for the whole family, including tons for kids.
So, whether you're looking to rock a pair of red, white, and blue shades for the big weekend, or just to restock your collection before summer gets here, Knockaround has you covered.
Now, Dave.
Yeah.
Did you know that all their lenses have UV 400 protection, which is basically like sunscreen for your eyeballs?
Oh, man. And I've put copper tone just right on the old ojos, and it burns. It is burning still to this day.
Yeah, well, you keep putting it on.
Well, it's a habit. With polarized adult pairs starting at $28, you can get a few pairs to leave in your car, toss in your beach bag, or lend to a friend in need.
You know, Dave, where I come from, Memorial Day weekend means it's race day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and
oh,
there's no more important place to have some shades than outside at the track.
Oh, yeah.
If you've heard me say that once, you've heard me say that a million
it's
times.
It's on your front yard.
I think I might actually just buy a pair of Knockarounds in that color.
Yeah.
Like in the color of each car, actually.
Yeah.
And it's switching back and forth based on who's leading the race.
Love that. That's one of the best ideas you've ever had.
So listen, Dadville fans, take that idea and run with it. Also, don't be the one squinting through family beach days or trips to the park. Go to knockaround.com and use the promo code DADVILLE15 for 15% off your order.
That's DADVILLE15 for 15% off your order at knockaround.com.
I just said that.
Hi, I'm Dave Barnes.
And I'm John McLaughlin.
And welcome to Dadville.
Dadville is a podcast where we talk about life, love, and the pursuit of awesome dadding.
It's funny thoughts and deep talks.
So please, enjoy your time here in Dadville and enjoy this episode with...
Dave and me.
Knock, knock, John. It's me, Dave. In a story we exclusively broke in last week's episode, Father's Day is coming up. It has been confirmed.
I still can't believe
I can't think of a better way to celebrate than to simplify my health routine with Athletic Greens.
That's right. Our journalism credentials are unprecedented in the dad pod space.
True.
That goes without saying, obviously. But starting every day with AG1 really makes it easy to ensure that I'm getting all the nutrients I need.
John, listen, my day's got a million things going on. It's hard for me to put up and keep up with a supplemental routine that comes with a bunch of different products, okay? It's too much, John.
Yeah, I get it. And AG1 was designed with ease in mind so you can live healthier and better without having to do a lot.
I say this all the time, John.
Yep.
It's
say it
the easiest.
Again.
It's the easiest and healthiest. I'll give it both those things. Yep. The thing you can do in under a minute, okay?
Well, let me tell you something that I say all the time, and I'll say it again.
Say it.
Because I love saying it. AG1 gives you increased energy and mood support, making it easier to live your life.
Yes. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase.
Go to athleticgreens.com/dadville.
That's athleticgreens.com/dadville. Check it out. Lower than your... Yeah, okay. So welcome, everybody, to Dadville. And you're sitting there, you're wondering, what is all this chitter-chatter that's not usually on there? And some of it is because, one, we're recording straight to video for the first time ever.
Ever. This is huge. This is what we look like.
So, but
we're losing listeners fast. So let's get it going.
But one thing I do want to say is, I told John before, I'm used to looking at John when we do these.
Yeah.
Just me and John pods. This one, we're side by side. It's like we're on a long car ride together. So this is gonna be really interesting. Although, you know, fun stat. Do you know this about men? They say that men communicate the best.
Yeah.
Looking at each other.
Doing a shared
experience.
Shared activity.
So what we're saying is going to be the best podcast we've ever done.
Which, hey, speaking of, can I just take a minute to give my man Dave Barnes a shout out?
Don't do this.
Speaking of working on a car.
Okay.
This guy,
This guy right here.
Did I do that? Yes.
Took a battery out of a car with his own hands.
With my own hands.
And then got a battery and put that battery back in. And fastened well,
another,
the things
another
up.
Battery.
Another battery. What did I say?
I didn't just take that battery.
Even if you would have, I would have been impressed.
Still impressive. Okay, I'll tell you really quickly. This last week, it always happens like this, doesn't it? We had a full day. Me and Annie had stuff going on. She comes back. I was in the studio. She's like, hey, my car's not starting. And it's just, that's the, you know. So then I'm thinking hours ahead. I'm like,
let's
okay.
talk about what happens in that moment.
Yeah, heart
as
rate spikes.
As a man.
I start sweating immediately. I can feel my grandfather, who's, both of them who served in World War II, just watching me from heaven going like, what's your move here, Barnes? And then laughing, but like in a non-simple way because it's heaven.
But not even saying what's your move here, Barnes, already judging you for failing at it.
Yeah, do you even know which one of them is your car? That kind of thing, like that. No, so I know at that point I'm like, oh man, I got like we have a busy day tomorrow. We had a million things going on, so I was like, I got to get this figured out today. I'm working on my record, and so I had to get stuff out to the guy who's going to mix it. So I have to get that done. Anyway, long story short, I have an hour window to go to O'Reilly's or AutoZone, whatever. Go to O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's is a pub down the street.
Yeah. And that's just to get ready.
Yeah. Just to deal with the failure.
Oh, they got me in the giggles. just to prep, just to get loosened up with my Amy Sal's. And so I go to O'Reilly's. The guy's like, I can't help you change this. It was in my wife's Yukon, GMC Yukon. He's like, these things are way too involved. And I was like, what does that mean? He's like, look, and he opens it. They have a bar that goes over the battery that you have to undo, and then that goes under the battery. There's just like a million ways you have to get to the battery, and the battery is as tightly put in there as you can do it. So I'm like, I literally drive around because John helped me crank the car. Dadville for life. And so I'm like, how am I going to get this thing? So I literally just keep driving because I need the battery to keep going. Call the GMC place. I'm like, can y'all do this? They're like, oh, we moved 20 miles outside of town. True story. And I was like, because it used to be downtown, which is like 2 miles from my house. So then I'm like, what am I going to do? I literally pull over to the side of the road, watch a YouTube video. And I was like, oh, I can do this. So then I go back to O'Reilly. We have to go to a play that night. So I just get the battery, leave it at the house. We go to the play. I get halfway before I have like the window before the play. I get halfway done because I'm like, oh, I got 30 minutes. I can do it. They gave me the wrong battery. So we go to the play. I get home, drive to O'Reilly's again to switch out the battery at 9:15 p.m. 9:15 p.m. Get the battery, get up at 6:30 the next morning and change it. And the best part of this whole experience was at 6:30 that morning, I didn't tell you this, numerous people ran by and were like, yeah, Barnes, because I was like, in the road, in my car, like pulling things out. And I was like, I grew like another foot after that moment. It was a proud moment, which segues well into Father's Day.
Yeah, it does.
Cause,
I'm
you
proud
know,
of you.
We all got to.
I didn't even know that the guy at the hardware store was like, I can't.
Oh, no. O'Reilly's was like, we don't touch these GMCs because it's like way
I'm proud
too
involved. Let's talk about Father's Day.
Let's talk about Father's Day. Okay.
Happy Father's Day. Everybody.
Yeah, happy Father's Day to y'all. Okay, let's start with this first, John. What do we feel like the starkest differences between Father's Day and Mother's Day are?
Okay, my first gut reaction, I can only speak for myself. I think, well, if one has to go, Father's Day, we lose Father's Day.
Why are we starting that? It feels negative.
I'm just being honest. I'm just saying, if we got to get rid of one of them and we have a vote, no one is voting for Mother's Day
it's out. Yeah, see ya.
Father's Day's gone.
It's a good run.
Right? That's out. My first
toast.
Answer to that.
Yes.
Oh, no. All my notes are gone.
So that was it. He just thinks.
Oh, there we go. We're back.
It's okay. Back.
I just deleted all my notes. So that's my first thought.
Okay.
My second thought is when Mother's Day comes around, again, just speaking for myself.
Okay.
I feel like more moms need a break, and dads are like, it's time with the family.
Oh yeah, that's
good. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. That's good. That's true.
Which again, I'm not speaking for everyone, but I think in general, it's like,
what happens? This is an interesting point you just made. What happens when a dad for fathers? I don't know many dads that have ever done this actually that have gone, hey, I just would love to go to a hotel clothes and just sit by the pool on Father's Day. I've never thought
I've
about
never
that.
Seen it. I've
actually never heard a dad that goes, hey, for Father's Day, I'd like to kind of get away.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
hey, not that there aren't
listen,
dads
you
out
can
there
get away.
Maybe I deserve that.
Away. Yeah, let's not do that. Let's don't be those guys. But I am saying that to your
but
point.
But if a mom was like,
oh,
hey,
yeah, you're like, let's
I'm
send you to
hotel.
Jamaica.
Yeah.
You get out of here, gal.
Do it.
Yeah, you just don't hear dads. Yeah. I think for life expectancy. They're like, I'd rather not tempt fate and come to my wife and look at her in the eyes and be like, you know what I really want for Father's Day is just to get away for a day. She'd be like, oh, I didn't know you needed that. And then you're going to have a really fun conversation after that.
Well, can I read some facts here?
Please.
We're
do.
Talking a lot about how we feel, but let's get some facts going here.
Okay. Well, did you ask me what I would do? Feels like maybe we jumped.
Well, oh, what would you do?
What you think the difference is between Father's Day and
tell
Mother's
me. I was going to ask you at the end after we're done recording.
No, I would say, again, this is a hot take. Mother's Day is much deserved. I'm not, and it's not that fathers, listen, this podcast is called Dadville, but I mean,
yeah,
you know, is a Father's Day deserved? Yeah, sure. But pales in comparison to Mother's Day.
I feel like a Father's Day is deserved in that we need to take time to recognize the things that we care about.
Yeah.
Mother's Day,
yeah, that's
same,
fair.
But also I feel like moms need a break.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's different in that way. It's just in the way that I view it. It's just, I don't view it as like, oh, finally, I'm going to get a break for one day.
Yeah, no, I love that.
It's not that.
It's more about I actually want to just have unadulterated time with my family and the kids. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I'll give that to you.
Okay. Here are some facts. Some
buckle
hard,
up,
I did
folks.
Some journalism
buckle up for some
this
facts.
Episode. Okay. In 2022, guess how much people spent in the United States of America on Father's Day?
Can I guess?
Guess.
$1,700.
That's a good guess. Maybe a little low. $20 billion.
Oh, I was just a little outside. Okay.
Now,
that's with a B.
Just with a side note, that's with a capital B. Side note, Mother's Day, last year we spent $35.7 billion. So, again, Dadville gets, or
you're
Father's
welcome,
Day gets voted
you're
out.
Welcome, florists of the world.
Exactly. 3.2 just on flowers.
No.
On Mother's Day.
No.
Yep.
Wait, $3.2 billion?
$3.2 billion.
Man,
just on flowers.
I picked the wrong career.
Okay. And then 46% of American men, 18 years or older, are fathers. 46%, according to census numbers. So that's 72 million fathers in the United States.
Yep.
And about 152 million men.
Yeah.
Okay. We're getting deep in the numbers here.
Okay. Yep.
Nearly 25 million fathers are part of a married couple, while 2 million fathers are single.
Okay.
We got 2 million single fathers. This is coming from fatherhood.gov.
Can I hit
your
this
sources.
Next one? Can
Please.
I take this one for a
Please.
Drive? The necktie is, and some of you are thinking, there's no way this is right.
I was wrong on this.
Yeah.
I even told you, I thought.
I've never asked for this once in my life.
Used to be the popular gift.
The necktie
gift.
Is still the most popular gift. Now, granted, John looked up these facts on microfiche. Oh, next to add some Stetson and buy a horse and some land for $6. The necktie is still the most popular gift. This is true, right? Like, this is current.
It's true.
We're talking right
this
now.
This is current.
But not the most desired. In fact, only 19% of dads said they wanted clothing or apparel at all. That's 19%. 64% said they didn't want anything with the words, quote unquote, world's best dad on it. Most dad polled said they wanted time with their kids over their gifts. So take that.
Yeah.
You think you know? Okay, I have to say something about these facts. One, and I feel like, John, I'd love you to weigh on this. Mother's Day is tricky. So when we talk about 20 billion Father's Day, 35.7 billion spent on Mother's Day. Mother's Day to me is tricky, okay? Because it's like...
Mother's Day is tricky.
Yeah, because you can literally spend all of your money and not be sure if you nailed it or not. And they deserve all of it. So there's like the cap is tricky.
Yeah.
Because it's like there's no amount of money that you could ever spend on Mother's Day and it feel like this is what she's worth, right? Because moms,
right,
they're out there, yeah, hustling, right? So you understand why there's this, like, anytime I do Mother's, it's probably even more tricky for me than Christmas or birthday, mm-hmm, because you're like, this is like, man, she puts in work into this thing, mm-hmm, right? And I want to acknowledge that I see her and she's doing it. So it's hard because you can be like, man, I could spend $500 or something crazy and be like, I still feel like maybe that's underwhelming.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where birthday, right, has a pretty understood, like, birthday's a birthday. And Christmas, yeah, Christmas. Mother's Day is like, I don't know, it's so open-ended.
Well, and it's reflected in those numbers.
Yeah.
It's like, $20 billion, that's a big enough number. I don't even know what that number means.
Yeah. Right?
But the fact that it's almost double.
Yeah, it's a lot of dads out there like, I don't know. Yeah, get
it's
that
It's dads
too.
Out there freaking out.
At the price point, they're at the register. And so, did you want to grab? Yeah, I do, yes, actually. Did you want to? Yes, that'll be anything you have. I will take to ensure that she understands.
Excuse me, stranger who works here. Any ideas you might have for this woman that I've
known? Do you
known
have a mother or know some mothers? Any ideas you will? I will, yeah, take this. Oh God. Okay, John, you're here. Thank goodness. I'm glad you're here. Big day for us. Big day.
It's not your birthday, or our friendiversary. Yeah,
No, it's not. You're right, but both different days. It's National Coffee Day.
Of course. NCD. And what better way to celebrate than by brewing a fresh cup of methodical coffee?
Methodical's been roasting and hosting for over 8 years and offer a wide selection of coffees and teas that are complex yet easygoing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dadville's signature blend is a combo of chocolate, graham, and brown sugar, people.
To be enjoyed, and you're wondering how?
Yeah.
To be enjoyed in your world's best dad mug, okay?
Of
WBD
course.
Mug. And while listening to the podcast, mow the lawn, of course, clean out the garage, pressure wash the driveway, one of my favorite, mm-hmm, things in the world, or whatever else you have on your to-do list.
Visit methodicalcoffee.com for more information and use the discount code DADVILLE for 10% off your first order.
That's methodicalcoffee.com and use the code DADVILLE for 10% off your order.
Hey, Dave, I actually looked it up, and National Coffee Day is in October. Okay.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Dave, time for a gut check.
Okay, just real talk. I'm not really prepared for this. I thought we were going to just do some ad reads before the next go, right?
No, don't worry. It'll only take a minute.
Okay.
With Father's Day coming up, I think it's a good time for reflection.
Yep.
On how things are going, you know?
Yeah.
Like, are you taking care of yourself?
Well, it depends how we define that, because if taking care of yourself means eating ice cream while watching cartoons, maybe not enough.
That's why we need to tell everyone about BetterHelp, an entirely online therapy service for yourself, couples, or teens that connects you with a professional, licensed, and vetted therapist.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Find more balance with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/Dadville today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp.com/Dadville.
You know, the other thing, though, and I wanted to bring this up, too. The other trick, so we didn't say this at the beginning. I forgot to say this. I thought Amy and Annie, when they were on that first mom bill, when they talked about how that is a stark difference between, I would say, maybe the biggest one that I've learned. You and I have talked about this a lot. But, like, when they were so articulate around, like, and I saw Annie just do this with my mom, sadly, is, like, you know, they're not just... That's not a day they just get to enjoy. Like Annie was saying, mm-hmm, they're thinking of their mom and my mom. So like the mother-in-law and the mother. And then that's not counting like a stepmom or, you know, other right. moms that can enter right. that, grandmoms. You know, so that was really convicting to me because I'm like, you know, maybe Father's Day I'm kind of thinking about my dad. Not in a bad way, but I'm not really expected to buy my father-in-law anything. At most, right. it's kind of my dad, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I think when Annie said that was very illuminating. So I was like, man, Mother's Day is not something that I think a lot of moms just get to enjoy where it's like you really do put your feet, even the preparation for it. Because let's say the day they actually get to go do something they want to do, that's great. But, you know, the couple of weeks going up for it. And I saw Annie, she does it every year. Like, she's so thoughtful about mom, her mom, going, okay, are there any other women I should be thinking of that maybe aren't going to get Mother's Day gifts or whatever? Mm-hmm. You know, single, not single moms, but women who haven't been able to be moms. You know, I've seen, you know. So it's just, I think that is a very big difference between those two things.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
They're much more thoughtful than we are.
Yes. Yeah. The end. Should we end?
Full stop.
That's just end it there.
Full stop.
Yeah. Okay. So back to the necktie.
Okay.
Watch me go here.
Yep.
Is John McLaughlin, when you have Father's Day, what do you want? So if you don't want a necktie, you don't want socks, maybe you do. Actually, I mean, I've never been more embarrassed than the year I really was like, no, I could actually use some socks.
Yeah. Socks and underwear. Done.
Great.
I can't have enough good socks and good underwear.
The way that you move, you tear through both of those.
I go through them. you know how I live.
Your leg work is really aggressive.
Upper thigh work?
It's astounding. When you walk across the street, I think you're trying to create popcorn from kernels between your thighs when you walk.
No, I don't know when it happened, but there was a point, maybe it happened when I became a dad, that I was like, all of a sudden, no, socks is a viable gift.
It's an option.
But
now,
to your point, the necktie. No, I have no use for a necktie.
Yeah.
I wear a tie twice a year, maybe.
Yep.
So that's not really a thing.
So what do you want? Like, is there a theme? Is there a...
Don't you think that this is why it's so hard with Father's Day? Because when you ask me, what do I want? I'm like, well, the things that I wanted, I got them. If I needed something or really wanted something, I went
and
out and bought it.
Love? That's a wife?
I need love. I need attention.
I thought you were about to say
clean water.
I need a tan. Do you have like genres, or the things you're like, okay, you know what I'm kind of thinking about is, if you know,
here's what I think the gift is. I mean, to be honest, on my birthday and on Father's Day, they're consistently, and Amy gets the credit for this, Amy and the girls, I consistently am saying to her at the end of those days, like, I think this was like the
greatest
day of my life. And she always laughs and rolls her eyes. I'm like, but it's true. But it's like, I just want to, I want to wake up. I want that. I love mornings. I love that Father's Day's in the summer, so we have morning time with the girls. Like, if we're making breakfast, I need a good coffee. This is every day though.
Yeah.
A good coffee. I want to go play some tennis.
Okay.
And the gift there, because I play tennis on a regular basis, but the gift there is that if I go a little long, I'm like, it's fine.
Yeah, you're okay.
I'm not looking at my watch being like, I gotta get back, but let's play one more tiebreak or whatever. Yeah. It's just like, I don't have to worry about running back home or whatever. And then, I don't know, pizza movie night?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I just want time with the kids.
With the kids, yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I mean, it's not far. It's like, the thing that's tricky with me is my birthday is always like a day or two away from Father's Day.
Yeah.
So it gets a little convoluted. But yeah, it's the same. I mean, you know, to me, I'm like, what are things we can do as a family that may skew a little more toward something I would enjoy, you know? So, you know, like hide and seek where I don't go find them is a fun one, you know. but like, you know, I love going to the movies. So it may be like, let's see if there's something on that we can all go get a bunch of popcorn and sit and watch together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but yeah, it's not, again, it's really tricky because like, It skews birthday a little because a couple days it's been the same so far.
Yeah.
It's been actually the same day.
The actual same day.
Yeah. Which I feel bad for.
Which you're
kind
of getting gypped a little bit.
I tell Annie that and she's like, you think I'm getting, you know, it's that whole.
And you're back out of it.
Yeah. And I just start buying things.
You know what one of the best gifts are? Not to sound corny.
No, get it.
When the kids do those little like fill out things.
Forever and ever, amen.
I love them.
I think, I really think this. I think when I'm 55 years old, that's only 10 years from now. Good night. Can we end? I don't want to do this anymore.
If you need to step out of the room.
God, that just got so sad. No, but you know, 70,
you need to
whatever.
The age that you use.
Just overdub my mouth saying 75. You know, I think even when they're adult children, like when they're my kids are adults, I think I'd still be like, what do you think my favorite sports team is? Dad, God. Yeah. It's Arsenal.
But they'll, they'll be adults. They'll just do it with their non-dominant hand.
Oh, my God.
So it's still hard to read.
Like, somebody will wake them up in the middle of the night and they have to do it with non-dominant hand. But, like, yeah, those, I don't know if you if y'all are hip to those. There's a ton of them online, but they're just like these little questionnaires that are for your kids, especially when they're really little, where it's like.
It's the best.
It's like, what's daddy's favorite thing? You know, what's daddy's favorite movie, book, or music? What does daddy say the most? You know, and it's just,
you know, Luca, 2 days ago, randomly, Luca did, probably because of the musical that she and Livy did last week, she's still in like play performance mode. She did a one woman show of the day in the life of daddy. Like from sun up to sundown.
Gosh, that's your Father's Day.
It was hilarious and awesome.
Was there any part of you like, oh?
There was only one part that I didn't like. Every other part.
This is when daddy
great.
Gets on his phone and starts getting insecure. The and then starts asking mom if that song is really as good as he think it is.
The last, it was like everything was great from sun up to bedtime.
Oh, no.
I was like,
oh no.
I honestly was I feel like this is a little glimmer of like, I think I'm doing a good job.
Yeah.
And then it ended with the only part that I didn't like, because it was like she went and got my phone.
Oh, no.
And she was like, and then this is you after get back in bed.
Oh, I love that.
You're going to have a consequence. And I'm like, yeah, just take the phone out. Could it be a Bible?
That's always, yeah. What if you're like, I'm looking at Bible on my phone, honey? Say that out loud.
Yeah,
that's, but those are great. Those are, I love the, anything that's like, have the kids draw or write, which is so funny, because I don't know if you remember this, but like, I remember as a kid, dad would say those kind of things, like, just don't make something. And I was always like, this is so lame.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But genuinely, as I get older, I'm like, those are my favorite things.
Yeah. I remember I made my dad a bracelet. This is maybe the only Father's Day gift I can remember making him, but I made him a bracelet that was like, you know, one of those leather straps, and then you put beads on it.
Oh, yeah.
And like half the beads on one side were like translucent, the other side were like, what's the, opaque?
Look at you.
Anyway, I'm the one with the collared shirt on, so I...
You have to do it.
And that's, and you know, I was never expecting him to actually wear it, but he hung it from his rearview mirror like for years after that. And I think he said it got him out of a ticket one time.
Oh, look, jeez.
Which that story doesn't even have to be true. But
it does. It is now.
Told me, yeah.
It's gone. It's from folklore to real. Okay, so let's continue with facts, John. More than half, very different of the fathers polled. Say are the primary grocery shoppers in their households. There are a handful of things.
This shocks me.
I don't know. Let's continue.
Now, for the record, let's just say the verbiage there. More than half of the fathers polled say they. Okay, so continue.
Say that should be quotes. Say they're the primary grocery shoppers in their households. There are a handful of things to know about dads who shop. First of all, is that true with y'all?
No.
I mean, I
do it sometimes, and I actually don't mind. I don't mind doing it at all, but no, that's not.
I hope Annie doesn't listen to this episode. Let's be honest. She doesn't listen to any of them. Like, she doesn't have enough of me talking in her life. I bet you it's 50-50, if not skewing me 55.
Really?
55 to 60, 40, yeah. Yeah.
I did just, not just, know that.
Only because she dislikes it so much.
Yeah.
And I don't mind it a ton. Mm-hmm.
I don't mind it. I just don't know. What I don't like is when I need to get something that I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't even know what the genre of food it's in. I don't like
Can we circle that? Because I want to come back to that.
Yeah.
More dads research the products. This is really surprising to me. So here are the things about the dads who do shop for their families. One, more dads research the products they buy than moms. That's a lot.
That's only because the moms already know.
Yeah.
So true.
That's good. About 11% of moms research products compared to 24% of dads, which John just nailed that. That's only because
I'm not researching oregano.
Like, leaves, which pickle? Whatever. How can I get the most pickles in a jar? What brand will give you the most pickles per jar? Two, men will spend more on products if they are of better quality. I know that's true.
Wait, men will spend more on products if they're of better quality. Yeah, okay.
I am the greatest demographic for that stat in the history of time.
Yeah.
If I look at something, something's just branding, and I'm like, that just looks like a better mouthwash. I'm like, I'm buying that.
This is a random, not really random, but this reminds me of, you know those bars, RX bars?
O'Brien. O'Reilly's.
They're like the protein bars or whatever. Yeah, yeah. RX bars. They're great. But when that company switched their branding, because you were talking about branding.
Yeah.
They switched and they put their ingredients on the front. I forget who was telling me this, but when they did that, they went from like, I don't know what the numbers were. They went from being like a $10 million a year company to like a $1 billion company.
No way.
Just, they didn't change anything about the product itself. They just changed the packaging and putting.
That's incredible. Right?
You would have bought those.
I would have bought those. I mean, seriously. Yep. Like, I'm that guy. Okay. Three, while dad may be okay with researching products, men are not generally coupon clippers. I mean, of course they aren't. And they are most definitely not extreme couponers. Hashtag their loss. So here's one. So first of all, I will acknowledge that I do at least shop as much as Annie does, if not more. And I think she would admit that because she just doesn't like it. That's not I'm a better parent flex. That's right. She just really
she's home with
it.
The kids while you're doing
there's
it.
No, what are we flexing here? she's like, she's doing the hard work by doing that.
Right.
Let me tell you the one thing, though. I'm going to say two things. Let me tell you the two things, though, about grocery shopping. One, you have never seen me more befuddled than in two situations. One, when Kroger, which is, you know, our local grocery chain, changes the store, which they did, the one I go to, and I looked like people came up to ask if I was okay because I was so confused as to where stuff was. Because, you know, half of why I do it is because I know where everything is. I've done it enough where I'm like, oh, I can get in and out of there quick. So one is when they made it nicer, which was fine, but like they moved everything and it jacked my whole system up to heaven. Two, when Annie is like, hey, can you run to the grocery? And I'm like, of course. And then she does what you just said, where it's like, okay, here's the list. And it's ingredients for a meal. I'm at my weakest.
Because you don't know what the things are.
It's not like get milk and the bars that the kids eat and the, you know, orange juice, whatever. Like, I just fly through. Mm-hmm. When it's like, okay, oregano, but the one with the red top, because they don't cut the leaves quite as in this recipe.
Right.
And I can tell it's for a recipe. I'm angry in the story. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, I don't know where the, hey, excuse me, do you guys sell basil, but it's like half basil. It's a natural basil. And I think it's a guy in the parking lot. You know, it's like, when I'm shopping for specific ingredients, it's the worst experience that I have.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where they are. I call Annie 500 times. She's left her phone inside and she's outside with the kids.
Of course.
And I'm just mad.
Yeah.
I'm just mad.
Yep.
The other scenario is, and God bless her, and she did this last week, and I got I got mad on the phone, is when I'm there and I'm shopping and I'm like turning the corner. I'm in and it's doot, one text. Chocolate milk. And I'm like, ding, you know, and charcoal for the grill. And I'm like,
You don't even have to be out of the store, but you could be like on the other side of the store.
And it's just a slow drip of text. Oh, and oh my gosh. And if you're, and it turns into like six things that are all diametrically opposed in the store.
Right.
Like they are the far four corners of the store.
Yeah.
And if I'm not already in line, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
And I finally called her and I literally said these words. I said, you're killing me with the slow drip. She was like, I'm so sorry. You can just leave. I was like, I'm just leaving. I was like, something, I need therapy around why that makes me as mad. I get so mad. It's not even like, oh, okay, that's frustrating. I get like mad.
It's the inefficiency of it.
I don't know. I think I'm just like, hey, just send me the list. She's like, yeah. And then, literally, it's like, you can hear it. It'd be like, okay. I mean, ding. I'm like, okay, scroll. Oh, and I'm like, okay. Biscuits, okay.
Well, when I do go grocery shopping, which again, I don't mind it at all. I just don't do it that much because Amy has her system and she goes to like multiple stores. Yep. She's one of those.
Oh, yeah.
But when I am so dumb in that scenario that I have to have, I got to have the list and I got to put it in a note app.
Yes.
So that I can, I'll try to group it to like where they are in the store and then I have to delete them.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing, the biggest thing that I do that works against me is I will have a podcast going.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
That's part of what I enjoy about it.
You can zone out.
I want to kind of zone out. I want to listen to a podcast. But I will look like, I mean, if we had security footage, I look like an idiot. Because I just can't think. My brain is like, I can't take in what we're hearing now. And also try to find this thing that I don't even know what it is.
If you call me while I'm at the grocery,
no,
I will walk the same aisle looking for one thing the entirety of our 25-minute conversation.
Yeah.
Literally just pace back and forth.
Yeah.
It's like a glitch in the matrix. And I'll see it, and I can't. Graham crackers, just keep going. Oh, yeah, man, how are things in L.A.? Graham crackers, just grab the graham crackers. Oh, my God, did you get the movie? Okay, graham crackers, just grab the graham cracker. And, I mean, Annie will call me, like, to my college, and I'm like, no. Yeah, okay, yeah. So I didn't talk to him. The other thing, too, is, like you said, it has to be in order.
Yeah.
And Annie, just for fun, will send me like a Jackson Pollock list. And I'm like, you know, this makes me angry. It's a struggle, John. That's what I'm trying to do.
Well, I didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
That's
I don't mind going. I really don't. Yeah. It's like, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Okay. This is another good one. 2022, adults between the ages of 25 and 34 spent an average of $250, technically $248.98 per person on Father's Day. Not a bad haul. Do you want to say
something? I hope
my
dad doesn't hear this. Because I don't know, what's the most I spent on? What are these people buying?
I don't know. $250. I tried to do the math. It's not New Balance shoes. It's not the Monarchs. It's not socks. It's not even grill stuff. It's way that grill's,
it's a grill.
Grill's more expensive than that, right? Grill's like what, $500?
I don't know.
A grand? I don't know. So what is $250? I am so confused. Is it golf clubs?
Did they only pull golf clubs in Connecticut or something like that? Like, where are these numbers coming from?
They asked. Yeah, they asked in like some bougie. It's got to be golf clubs. I can't do the math.
Or maybe like a
costs.
Round of golf or something. I don't golf.
But
golf,
even that's an expensive round of golf.
We should call your brother right now or something.
Brad,
like
right now, it's just like
$200 for a round of golf. I don't know. That sounds like
$250. That's a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know what there's. Anyway, maybe y'all should tweet us and let us know.
Yeah,
what
let us
buying?
Know. Are we just terrible sons?
Yeah, I don't understand. Okay.
Or maybe people are like, no, let's factor in every part of the day. Well, the mortgage.
Oh.
You know, let's prorate the mortgage.
Prorate the mortgage.
Utilities.
Or I thought you were going to say they're counting like food they spent during the day.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The gas.
That's what you're saying. Yeah.
To the movie theater.
That's what you're saying.
And then like the, how much did we pay in car insurance
while
we were at the movies? Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, okay. John. Do you smell that?
Oh, sorry. That the chorizo gets me every time. I just can't quit it though. Amy's gonna put her foot down soon.
No. I don't think it's that. I caught a whiff of delicious Butcher Box.
Yep. Yeah, I was gonna ask you about that. I feel like our whole neighborhood is hopping on the Butcher Box bandwagon. That's a trademark.
Okay. Listen, we love the Double B. We love the Butcher Box. It's the easiest way to get 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, and wild-caught seafood delivered right to your door. Yep.
Easily find high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust.
And guess what? It's always free shipping, John.
Always. Curated custom box plans.
And recipe inspiration, guides, tips, and hacks in every box.
ButcherBox is giving us a special deal. Tell them about it, Dave.
Okay. Sign up today using the code DADVILLE to receive ground beef for a year,
plus $20 off your first order.
That's 2 pounds of ground beef free in every box for a year, plus $20 off your first order when you sign up at butcherbox.com/dadville and use the code DADVILLE.
And just maybe it's time for you to have a gut check after that.
You're right. No, you're right. Yeah, just honesty time.
Oh my gosh. I didn't know you could stretch that far. That's amazing.
I can't. That's actually a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Do you, speaking of your friends, do you ever bring your kids to the grocery store?
Oh, Dave, that's like the rookiest of rookie mistakes. Oh. No. In fact, you shouldn't even bring yourself to the grocery store.
Whoa.
It's Thrive Market all the way, Dave.
That was a trick question, and that is also the right answer, John. Thrive Market is our go-to for all our grocery and household essentials, and the convenience of ordering everything on their website or app and getting everything delivered to your doorstep quickly is a huge stress reliever.
Huge stress reliever. And the products are amazing. Mm-hmm. Plus, you can curate your own shopping experience with a few clicks and trust that you're getting high-quality products so that you can shop worry-free.
Yes.
I don't like to shop worried. You know what I mean?
God, worry shopping is the worst.
You just place an order for some gluten-free items, like using the gluten-free filter.
Ooh.
Boom, it just gives you all the gluten-free stuff.
Wow.
I got FitJoy grain-free pretzels.
Yeah.
PIP corn white cheddar cheese balls.
Guys, for those of us in the loop, it's called pipcorn.
No, I call it PIP. It's, again, a Midwestern regional thing.
Totally.
And I got some Lotus ramen noodles.
You are off. You're just off.
I'm off to the races,
you are
Dave.
Crazy, John. Not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, I also save money on every single grocery order, over 30% each time on average.
That's crazy.
They even have a price match guarantee and a deals page that changes weekly.
That's right, Dave. In fact, on my last order, not to be, you know, competitive about it, but my last order of gluten-free items, the cost was $46. And I saved $11.
I saved 10 last time. Plus, when you join Thrive Market, you can enjoy it and join it, John. I was trying to make both those
words
work.
It's not an either or.
It's choose your own adventure, okay? And when you join and enjoy Thrive Market, you're also helping a family in need with their one-for-one membership matching program. You join, they give.
Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/dadville for 30% off your first order plus free $60 gift.
That's thrivemarket.com/dadville. thrivemarket.com/dadville. And join today.
Okay. I was going to maybe read through some. You know what? Let's just do that real quick.
Here we go.
Because I have some.
I'm feeling crazy.
I looked up, again, I went full journalist on this. And I looked up just some gift ideas. So this is just in case people don't have any ideas, don't know what to get.
Okay.
Let's reiterate that number one, according to the Fathers Polled, number one was just time with the fam. So that's the number one thing. Number two, what we were saying is those like
surveys,
the kids surveys.
Huge.
Dads love
home run, slam dunk.
Okay, now I'm not signing off on this list. I'm just saying
that
this is
Forbes. Can I say something
that's
potentially controversial?
Please.
I'm just going to say it. I don't care. I don't care anymore, okay? Romance time?
Oh, yeah. Let's redo our list.
One A
is romance time.
I mean, 1A through 50.
Yeah.
I mean, I just don't. I mean, that's kind of like the little thing all the dads joke about with Father's Day. It's like.
We need to go back to the beginning. What's the starkest difference between Father's Day and
Mother's
Day?
They want the opposite thing. Mother's. Oh, I'm not going to make it through this comment. Mother's Day, the thing they don't want the most.
They want a guarantee that won't
there's
be
not
going to
be romance. That you are as physically far from them as you can be. And on Father's Day, it is exactly the opposite.
That's a good point. So 1A through 50.
Romance.
51, time with the fam. 52, the kid surveys. Here's some other ideas. Okay?
Here we go.
Back to golf. Golf is such a cliche thing.
Yeah.
I get it. I used to be into golf.
Yeah.
Is like a little, they have like a portable golf putting mat.
Oh, yeah.
Which back when I was into golf,
yeah,
my parents, this was like in high school when I was way into golf. My parents bought me a little like putting green thing. I loved it.
For Father's Day?
For Father's Day, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
They were just like, it was a Field of Dreams situation. there's a camping gear adventure subscription box. The subscription things are cool. You know,
can I say something to that point? Listen, there's another hot take. There's somebody in my life who I care deeply about, and she, for years, would give gifts that were like certificates to things or like a membership to a thing, and I never used them. Like, anytime it was like, I paid for you to go.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't do them because I'm just, I don't know, I'm like a bad friend or whatever. But those are tricky gifts to me where it's like, I'm buying you something that you have, that...
I'm giving you an errand to run. I'm not saying this is Dave's, Dave's words, not
you
mine.
You can't say that better than what you just said. I'm giving you an errand to run. That's exactly.
Yeah.
And I love her, and she's one of those thoughtful people I know. It's not Annie. But, like, it was just always, it's Anna. No, but, like, it was just so tricky because they were such thoughtful gifts. It was like, I would have to go do all this stuff to do them.
Right.
And I was like, oh, it's just a tricky gift for me.
It's a cool gift, I think, because as long as it's a thing that you actually care about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because then it's like, and I suppose this maybe goes with any gift. It's like, if you give a gift that says, I know you, I see you, I love you.
Yeah.
Like, I know you're into this thing. And also, this is like, this isn't just a thing that I ordered online and it was sent. This was like a little bit more thoughtful. It's like, even if you don't end up doing it, it serves the purpose of
I thought about you.
The gift, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Let's keep going. Keep going. Anyway. You're doing great.
hey, a watch.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically, the Garmin Forerunner 35. Now, I've got the 235, but not all dads
like
are ready
that.
For that.
I like that.
That's a good gift.
Technology's always saved me.
There's a cooler, like a cool looking cooler. You know, it wouldn't be a gift that I would keep. Now, here's one that I do like.
Okay.
Gillette, like the one right here, is a razor, just like a regular razor. Now, this razor does cost $290, so I don't know what it does. Apparently, it heats up. Here's the thing I will say. I never even shave with real razors. I do it maybe once
rocks?
A year.
What do you do? Like your fingernails?
I use an electric razor.
Okay.
This is like a real razor.
A really good piece of wood.
But I still love all of them. I have a couple of them.
Yeah.
And I just like them.
Yeah, it's just nice to have them.
It's like bikes or something like that. Like or guitars. Yeah. I don't even really play guitar, but I own several guitars. Yeah. I just like them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. You know what I do like, having said that about, I like subscriptions. That's a fun gift.
Yeah.
Like, you know, let's give a shout out to the Double B. I mean, Butcher Box, one of our
Butcher
sponsors.
Butcher Box, like Athletic Green. Athletic Greens.
Yeah, a lot of ours,
I was
actually.
Thinking of Green Chef.
Yeah.
We managed to stop talking.
Yeah, we put, but like, I love those. I like stuff that's like, hey, here's something that kind of comes to you on a, on a natural rhythm. I mean, even magazine subscriptions. Like, that stuff is cool because it's like, oh, I'm going to get this over time.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great gifts to me, Father's Day gifts. And there's amazing millions. There's a million amazing, like, boxes now.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, they have a really great, like, chef box, like, bourbon, cigars, golf. Like, anything you could imagine, they basically have a box that's, like, a monthly or seasonal subscription. So it's like... They'll send you a certain amount of bourbon every month. You know, like little, what do they call them? Like little testers or whatever.
I don't know what the technical term is.
Let's go with testers.
Yeah. I think they're called testers.
Yeah, let's go with that. Yeah. But
testies?
Anyway.
Testies? I don't know. That's a different kind of subscription.
That every dad wants.
Anyway, that's enough of that.
Okay, so like
just
I feel like we're looking at our time. Let's pull this thing together, John.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I think to round it out.
Yeah.
We kind of do this with the other ones, and we're gonna get a little serious for this one. We're gonna end it. We're just gonna do one. We thought about doing two. Let's just do one.
Yeah.
Which I think is fun because it's Father's Day. I just talked about my birthday. Mm-hmm. It sort of rounds it out, right? We're going to do a serious question I'm going to ask John. So my birthday's coming up. I know, you know, it means so much.
I've been working on it for months. I can tell
from across the road in the backyard, all the sounds of saws. What do you expect from your 40s? Okay, this is a serious question. You know, I'm about to go 45. I've been thinking about this. My birthday coming up, right on Father's Day, around it. What were you hoping would happen in your 40s? So what do you expect that you still got? Because you got a whole decade lined up just staring at you in the face.
I'm practically 39.
Touché. And so what do you expect that's coming up? Okay. You got a lot coming.
Okay.
And then what were you hoping would happen?
I mean, overall, I would say what I expect from my 40s is I want to be more like comfortable in my skin. I want to like trim the fat away of like the things that you, the little nebulous things that you worry about that you just, you would hope that you would, as you get older, you just like, I don't have time for that. I'm not going to bother with this kind of stuff, whatever those things are. I want to just be more at peace.
Yeah.
I want to have like inner peace. That's what I want overall. And I mean, you know, of course, on top of, you know, my 40s are going to be, just because of the ages that our kids are, this is my last decade of having kids at home.
You know
what I mean? Like when we're doing this episode in 10 years from now, and we're talking about the 50s, it's like, well, the kids will be gone. You know, they'll be off at Harvard and
even though
and
55,
Yale.
I'm still going to want them to do those questionnaires.
Of course. Yeah, left-handed. Yeah, so I want to be, you know, a better dad, a better husband, a better friend, all those kinds of things. But I think it all sums up in like I just want inner peace. I want that whatever anxiety that we feel on a day-to-day basis for whatever reasons, I want that to quiet down.
That's good.
What I want.
That's good.
What do you want?
Well, I'm almost halfway through.
You're halfway through.
Yeah, I'm a little under halfway through. I think probably the exact same thing. I think the weird thing for me is it's kind of been the opposite. Like, I feel like there's been some really weird struggles in my... Like, I don't feel like I've ever wrestled more with those exact same things. Like, as far as identity and work stuff. And it's never been more acutely a struggle than it has in this last 5 years. And so I think it's interesting because... I agree with you. My hope is that this is that decade where I've done something between kids and marriage and work and friendships, all those things. You've done them longer than you have before, you know, with every year that passes. But it's specific to 40s, it's like, you know, to your point, it just feel a little more lived in, you know, like it's like everything feels a little more comfortable. But it's also the thing I struggle the most with.
Yeah.
Like I've never felt more acutely the struggle of like work trying to be my salvation or to give me some sense of identity that's not appropriate to it. Or just kids are getting trickier, you know what I mean, as they get older. So it's two things that are, I also think it's the most intentional 10 years for me. Like 30s was great. I mean, you know, obviously teens and all that stuff, but 20s was just like you, like going and blowing, playing shows, doing the thing. 30s was kind of, you know, starting to start a family, that kind of thing. And now it's like, you know, the grooves, the road is, the path is well, it's like, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Manicured or whatever.
You know, it's interesting. I don't know if you feel this way, but like maybe the biggest difference at the beginning of a decade now, it's like at the beginning of my 20s, I was like, you know, who knows what the next 10 years are going to look like. At the beginning of my 30s, it's like, who knows? You know, I had no idea that we were going to live here, you know. At the beginning of my 40s, even though I do think that's true, that technically I don't know, who knows, like in five years, maybe we'll be living in Bangladesh or something like that. But it's like, no, this is the first time where it's like, I know what the next 10 years are going to look like.
Yeah.
And not in a bad way, but just like you're saying, like the roads are worn. It's like a worn path of life right now. Like we know what life looks like in a really great way, but it's like it's just different.
Yeah.
From any other decade.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Yeah. So I mean, I think you know, my hope to your point is the same. I think just to feel a little more comfortable in my skin and trust that God, who I always has, but still has it and has it moving forward. But I think it's been interesting to see that that struggle has never been more prevalent than this decade.
Yeah.
To I think some degree, maybe because of what you're saying, because it is such a, you know what's happening, where before it was like stuff was just in transit.
Yeah, right.
In flux so much that it was like, it was almost like there wasn't anything I could focus on long enough to be like, oh, what? Oh, God, I should worry about that. And now it's like everything's just, this is what it is.
It's like when you spin a top, you know what I mean? It's like there's a little chaos for a while, and then it like settles into where it's just spinning.
Yeah, that's
it's like I feel like we're spinning right now.
Yeah.
And so some of those things that maybe we didn't have, I don't know, the bandwidth to put our attention on, now it's like we got that bandwidth now.
Yeah.
You know?
I would say, too, the last thing is what I referenced before is just intentionality, just that that's something I really want to be better at, that I would hope for in this next 5-6 years. Well, you know, when I'm 50, I can go, man, I really feel like I sort of like got my hands around that a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, with the kids, to your point, is they're just getting older and, you know, they're getting closer and closer every year to not being in the house anymore.
Yeah.
By 14. So, you know, just getting my hands around that, you know. So all of that to say, happy Father's
Day,
everybody.
Happy Father's Day.
Especially the fathers. Thank
Enjoy
y'all.
It.
Thank y'all for listening. Enjoy, and we'll see you next time.
I love y'all.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with the King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.